Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And yeah, we're just on our way out of here now, us being me, of course, Shake a Tail Feather. Thanks for joining me for this past couple of hours. Heather, as I said earlier, we'll be back next week with Queer FM. And yeah, so let me just go over what we just heard. We heard, yes, that was the original version of Tainted Love, if you were wondering, by Gloria Jones, done in the mid-60s. Didn't really go very far, but of course it went very far when it was covered by Soft Cell. Before that, Lou Courtney with a dance number called Skate Now. And before that, Los Bravos with Black is Black, a Spanish group with a German lead singer channeling Motown very, very well. Before that, the New Beats with Run Baby Run, and the Serenaders, a very obscure vocal group who did sign with Motown for a while and also got involved with doing backup vocals for other recordings there. If Your Heart Says Yes, the Yum Yums before that with Gonna Be a Big Thing. And that's it. Stay tuned for All Awesome in Your Ear, a rebroadcast edition, which I will just fix up in a couple of moments here. Yeah, and you can tune into my show next Friday, 10 to midnight. Shake a Tail Feather, that is, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. Do tune in Fridays after 10. And take us out, Just Brothers, with an instrumental called Sliced Tomatoes.
City far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
So vote.
at CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Good evening. Welcome to All Awesome in Your Ears. Tonight, a rebroadcast of our second show, Robot vs. Sasquatch. Enjoy!
Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
M-Bot and
S-Bot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello, everyone. This is M-Bot.
And this is S-Bot.
And you are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR 101.9 FM. Transmission number two.
Robots versus
Sasquatch. We're done with that. Okay, so the theme of this week's show is robots versus
Sasquatch. In light of the fact that right now I'm at the Sasquatch Music Festival at the Gorge in Washington, and it's beautiful here.
I'm not. I'm actually in rehearsals for a play right now. So put that in your think tanks. Put that in your think tanks. Okay, so that's our theme for today. And because Sean is at Sasquatch right now, we decided to have a Sasquatch tribute show.
A theme show.
Theme show. We're just going to play some artists that are playing a Sasquatch this year. P.S., speaking of Sasquatch, that little short clip you heard was a track called Sasquatch off of the Galactic Heroes album, The Monster Song Project. I'll probably be pulling out this album many a time. It's awesome. It's basically just 26 songs about monsters, each song corresponding to a letter of the alphabet. That would be S.
Pretty amazing.
For Sasquatch. So yeah, let's just kick off the show. What do we have first?
First up, there are two bands. I think they're actually both out of Seattle, but I'm not totally sure about that. But they are here with me this weekend. It is Throw Me the Statue and The Little Ones. We'll kick it off with Throw Me the Statue. It's a track called Lolita, and we'll talk about the rest after this.
Oh, off a dusty cape, lacing it up again. Cause she used to love it, so I bear no shame. She was 19 and we all rearranged. Alright, we could do it all and it all go faster. Things could multiply at a falling rate. Then we lose our heads and we still go faster, even on our birthdays.
That was the Little Ones with a track called Unlock the Door from the album Terry Tales and Fallen Gates.
And we kicked off the show today with a track called Lolita, and it was off of Throw Me the Statue's new album Moonbeams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watched both those bands play, as a matter of fact. Great.
And I'm just jealous.
They were fantastic.
I'm just jealous.
Twee pop.
It's twee pop.
I was thinking of M-Bop the whole time.
It's pretty much my favorite genre ever.
Bubblegum pop.
Just bubblegum pop. Actually, I believe that I gave you money to get me the Throw Me the Statue album.
I have yet to get it.
You should get on that, though.
All right.
Well, coming up next, I think maybe two of the bands that I'm the most sad that I'm not going to be seeing at Sasquatch, which I guess S-Bot will be. The first one is a new band that I've recently discovered called White Rabbits. This track is called Kid on My Shoulder. And their album is Fortnightly. And after that, we'll be going to hear from one of my favorite bands, actually, of all time, called the Cold War Kids. I love them. If you haven't heard them, get this album. It's called Robbers and Cowards. And this track is Hospital Bed. So that is what's coming up next. Do you have anything to say about that, S-Bot?
Eh.
Yeah.
I'm not so crazy about the Cold War Kids.
I know, but you know what? They're one of my favorites, so let's just play them. All right.
It's a joint show.
All right, so here's White Rabbits, and following that, Cold War Kids. All right, so we are back. You just heard Hospital Beds from the Cold War Kids, and that, of course, is off of Robbers and Cowards. And how were they, Sean?
They're pretty good. They put on a solid show.
See, put on a solid show. I'm really sad.
People love the Cold War Kids, though. So
I know.
They have their following there.
They have a big spot in my heart. I just really love them. And, of course, to start off that little set, it was the White Rabbits and Kid on My Shoulder. What do we have next?
I guess next up is a set by some artists that I love and I'm really looking forward to seeing here. It's Battles and the National, and they last year put out probably two of my favorite albums of 2007, but the tracks we'll be listening to is Atlas by Battles off of Mirrored, and Apartment Story off of The Boxer by The National, which is a fantastic album that I hold true to my heart. And yeah, we'll start it off with Battles, actually. This is Atlas.
We'll be right back. Issue of the Squirter magazine is on the streets now. This month's issue features 20 questions with Hoxley Workman, interviews with Adeline and Krista Couture, a profile on the top bands playing this year's New Music West Showcase, and a song-by-song analysis by the Hawaiian Bibles. As always, Discorder features reviews of the hottest shows and albums, plus the Datebook calendar and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere in Vancouver that's remotely cool.
All right,
Hello?
We are
back.
Back. If you didn't know already, you are currently listening to MBOT.
And SBOT presents
All Awesome in your ears on CITR
101.9 FM.
All right. So what did we hear for that little break?
We just heard that was just The National with Apartment Story, which is probably my favorite track off of the album. And before that was Battles with Atlas off of Mirrored, which is probably a highlight album for me from last year. And they were both fantastic.
And would you say that they were both pretty stellar?
Very stellar.
Very slow. I'm pretty jealous because that I hadn't really heard Battles too much, and then that track pretty much blew my little mind. My robot circuits are leaking all over the ground. I'm actually sizzling on the ground with sparks flying out of my head.
That's what happens when you listen to good tracks.
I know. It's so true. It's so true. We have a couple more sets for you guys from
I think
our.
We can do it.
Oh, and also this is again our robots versus Sasquatch.
Do you want to do? Why don't you do the Sasquatch sound again?
Do you want me to do the? Okay. Would you like to do the robot sound again?
We can
then?
Do it. Let's do it all again.
Okay. So this is our second transmission as a show, a program, and our theme of this week is
robots versus
Sasquatch.
The best part is that M-Bot can actually do that without moving her arms like a Sasquatch when she does it.
I am a little bit like a Sasquatch when I do that.
A tiny little Sasquatch.
A tiny little
robotic Sasquatch. The cutest kind.
Okay, well, I'm blushing. What do we have next?
Up next is going to be Beirut, followed by Destroyer. They are both here at Sasquatch as well, and I am extremely excited to see them both.
And didn't you also see Beirut earlier this week, too?
I did. I saw Beirut on Thursday nights. Beirut and the 10-piece bands.
Ooh.
Blew my robot mind also. I was sizzling as well.
So that's two times in 1 week? That's a lot. That's like overloading
my
circuitry.
Circuits?
Yeah.
A little bit.
All right. And what were we playing off of that album?
It's going to be Elephant Gun, actually, off of, I think it's Lon Gisland. It's actually an EP that came before the most recent album, Flying Cup Club, I think.
Yes.
And then something by Destroyer off of Your Blues, which is an old album, but still a favorite for me. Yeah.
We all love Destroyer. Did you know, while we're just rambling, that I did see Destroyer was my first concert after I was legal? I know. Isn't that crazy?
How was it?
It was great with Pink Mountaintops.
Oh, that would be a good show.
Yeah. And I think someone else played, and I can't really remember, but I will let you know after my thinking cap is on. All right, let's just play it.
Okay.
All right, so this is Beirut and Elephant Gun, followed by
Destroyer.
Some Destroyer. Excellent.
Young, I'd flee this town. I buried my dreams underground. As did I, we drink to die. We drink to night. Far from home, elephant guns, let's take them down one by one. We'll lay it down. It's not been found. It's not a
trash the crystal jets they kept in storage inside UI's toll. Never to question it. Now I'm facing 20 years for every night I try to ingest the snow so lightly. Huh. You simply couldn't put down the black book. You dreamt of dreams of the self-taught man. You warned the ladies not to be corrupted by their looks, but your voice comes out soft and slant ahead, and you're living off what the government's granted you, amnesty from the true thing. Now Sandra slowly removes the ring and watch notorious lightning surround you. Watch notorious lightning surround you. Watch notorious lightning surround you. I lay myself down to observe your gilded jeans hit the ground and have not grown from this worship. I lay myself down to surrender, watch the trust funds gorgeous again and have not grown from this worship. So great pretender, pull a face, let's see the best fall on, you know, just don't sing barricades in the morning. It's 3 days in a row, and it never comes off like you planned it. Something once was delivered, then you banned it. But oh, there is a key to this thing. Notorious lightning. Garden, you let the Book of Appeals pile up. So, child of the East, it's time to shrug off the beast and take a look at what you've done. The half-breed jury agrees you're okay, but what they never seem to say is that it's never the defense's witness.
Thank you.
Okay, who did we just hear?
Who did we just hear?
Yeah.
We just heard, sorry, I was a little bit slow there.
I was talking to myself.
Yeah,
I'm just here by myself.
We just heard Destroyer, that was Notorious Lightning, which is the opening track from your blues. I feel like it's a very sprawling, epic first track for an album, and I think it takes a lot of balls to do that.
It's my favorite.
I respect Destroyer for it.
My favorite Destroyer album, for sure.
Destroyer Rubies is for sure my favorite. But
wow.
Which also has a sprawling, epic opening track.
Oh.
Speaking of which.
Oh, and P.S., it was Frog Eyes that I saw Destroyer with my first concert as a legal bot. But that's a pretty epic lineup,
that's
though,
pretty
I think.
Crazy. Why don't you repeat it, actually, for those who
M-Bot's first legal concert was Pink Mountain Tops, Destroyer, and Frog Eyes. Victoria. In a bookstore, actually. At the second story loft. Yeah.
That was a fantastic little bookstore slash cafe
slash venue, which isn't there anymore, which is really sad. Speaking of live shows, there is a show coming up in a couple weeks that we think you guys should go and see. The band is The Foals, and they are from Oxford in the UK, and they're playing Richards on Richards here May 29th, which I believe is a Thursday, at 8 p.m. And I actually found out about The Foals at a living room dance party at a Mexican food potluck that I went to in Kelowna. I'm not even from Kelowna. Oh. And my friends just randomly took me to it, and a guy was playing The Foals, and they rock. So if you kind of like Brit pop-esque rock type, you'll love it. It's really good. You can also look them up on MySpace. It's just www.myspace.com/Foals, and it's spelled like Coles, but with an F.
Good reference.
Yeah, I know. All right, so last set of the night.
For the last sets, we're going to be listening to Jamie Liddell, who I saw play 2 years ago at Sasquatch, and put on like a crazy awesome show on just one of the little stages, but everyone loved them. The tracks from his new album, Jim, and it's called A Little Bit of Feel Good. I'm digging it. He's on Warp Records as well as The Battles, actually. Warp Records always just puts out good stuff, pretty much. And after that is a special treat, Concords.
Oh, and I'm sure you'll understand why we picked this Flight of the Conchords song when you hear it. So let's just stop it there. Here is Jamie Liddell and A Little Bit of Feel Good.
Get me through my day. Oh, watching you sleeping, I pray. Oh, please don't make my feel good go away. Just the look of those eyes cutting through my smoky skies. Me, the growth from you, clear my vision.
get me through my day. Watching you sleeping, I cry. Yeah, yeah. And please don't make my feel good go away. A little bit of feel good goes a long way. I need your touch to get me through my day. Oh, oh, oh. Watching you sleeping.
The distant future, the year 2000. The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the robot. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases, and we poison their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic. Because
silence. Destroy him.
No!
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive powers.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut
their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
Once again, without emotion,
the humans are dead, 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 dead.
Oh,
wow.
Heck yes.
So appropriate.
So appropriate. It was pretty much the perfect song to end this show off with. And how were they live?
They were pretty funny.
Maybe I think that is that is the one band that made my robo heart the most jealous that you were there and I was here in Vancouver.
It's funny because this is the first year that they're putting up a comedy tent at Sasquatch, and I was sure when I heard that Flight of the Conchords were going to be there that they'd be at the comedy stage, and I'm like, oh, is that going to conflict with bands on the main stage or smaller stages? But no, they're on the main stage.
Oh, of course they
are.
Oh,
yes.
And if you haven't seen The Flight of the Conchords, you should go and rent these DVDs. When I saw The Flight of the Conchords do that robot song on the show, I've never laughed that hard at a TV show in my life. I was almost peeing my pants. It is hysterical. So yeah, there you go. That was the track aptly titled Robots off of their album, The Distant Future. That was The Flight of the Conchords. And what did we hear right before that?
Jamie Liddell.
A little
bit of Feel Good from Jim, the latest album by him.
Excellent. So that's our show. Stay tuned because coming up next is Mondo Trasho, normally hosted by Maxwell, but tonight hosted by me. So if you want to stay tuned for another hour, I have an hour of...
No, it's not. It's hosted by me, Maxwell. You're listening to my show right now because that was actually a rebroadcast. Kind of confusing, I guess. Whatever. Anyways, the point is that you're listening to Mondo Trasho now on CITR 101.9 FM. MBot and SBot are not in the studio. I was actually just playing one of their rebroadcasts. So... I don't even understand. But the point is that I'm in the studio, me, Maxwell. It's 9:05 p.m. on a Sunday. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I don't think there's really anything else I can say other than this next band is the Pet Shop Boys, and this is track 8 off of their new album, Yes, called The King of Rome. Take it away, fellows.